Another example, a few years ago I got a call from a man who was 19 years old who was born a boy, raised a boy, had a girlfriend, had sex with his girlfriend, had a life as a guy, and had just found out that he had ovaries and a uterus inside. What he had was an extreme form of a condition called congenital adrenal hyperplasia. He had XX chromosomes, and in the womb, his adrenal glands were in such high gear that it created essentially a masculine hormonal environment. And as a consequence, his genitals were masculinized, his brain was subject to the more typical masculine component of hormones, and he was born looking like a boy. Nobody suspected anything. And it was only when he had reached the age of 19 that he began to have enough medical problems, actually from menstruating internally, that doctors figured out that, in fact, he was female internally. Okay, so just one more quick example of a way you can have intersex. Some people who have XX chromosomes develop what are called ovotestes, which is when you have ovarian tissue with testicular tissue wrapped around it. And we're not exactly sure why that happens. So sex can come in lots of different varieties. The reason that children with these kinds of bodies, whether it's dwarfism or it's conjoined twinning or it's an intersex type, are often normalized by surgeons is not because it actually leaves them better off in terms of physical health. In many cases, people are actually perfectly healthy. The reason they're often subject to various kinds of surgeries is because they threaten our social categories. Our system has been based typically on the idea that a particular kind of anatomy comes with a particular identity. So we have the concept that what it means to be a woman is to have a female identity. What it means to be a black person is allegedly to have an African anatomy in terms of your history. And so we have this terribly simplistic idea. And when we're faced with a body that actually presents us something quite different, it startles us in terms of those categorizations. So we have a lot of very romantic ideas in our culture about individualism. And our nation is really founded on a very romantic concept of individualism. Well, you can imagine how startling then it is when you have children who are born who are two people inside of one body. Where I ran into the most kind of heat from this most recently was last year when the South African runner Caster Semenya had her sex called into question at the International Games in Berlin. I had a lot of journalists calling me, asking me, which is the test they're going to run that will tell us whether or not Caster Semenya is male or female? And I had to explain to the journalists, there isn't such a test. In fact, we now know that sex is complicated enough that we have to admit nature doesn't draw the line for us between male and female, or between male and intersex and female and intersex. We actually draw that line on nature. So what we have is a sort of situation where the farther our science goes, the more we have to admit to ourselves that these categories that we thought of as stable anatomical categories that mapped very simply to stable identity categories are a lot more fuzzy than we thought. And it's not just in terms of sex. It's also in terms of race, which turns out to be vastly more complicated than our terminology has allowed.